Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. It's a Tuesday, kind of a gloomy day. You got rain for most of the day. Supposed to stop around first pitch. Fingers crossed, Tigers playing game three of the ALDS against the Mariners. We've been talking about that, taking your phone calls and ticket texts. Are you concerned? Are you confident? Are you a different word? Your emotions as the Tigers split last weekend. Come home in a position to take control of the series here, to win the series here. Doesn't have to go back to Seattle. We'll have AJ Hinch at 9:02. Get some of his thoughts today as the Tigers return home. They finally got to sleep in their own bed after being on the road forever. So we'll do that. We've got Lions head coach Dan Campbell. He is the head coach of the Lions. He's Dan Campbell. Dan, good morning.
Morning.
Dan, how's it going? Thanks for joining us every Tuesday. And I got to ask you, with DJ Reed down, now Terrion Arnold down, I'm sure you've answered this question 100 times, but it's always next man up, but how do you get guys ready and prepared to face an offense that's led by Patrick Mahomes, and it's going to be on the road? It's going to be a rough environment.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that have been here, we give those guys a ton of reps. You know, I mean, they get a lot of real reps. You know, we try to always get we do ones versus ones, twos versus twos, twos versus ones, outside of what we do on scout team, you know, the scout team work to prepare for the opponent. So we make sure that those guys that are up next are have been around our system as much as possible. Now, some guys just walk in the door, right? Like Flowers last week, he had to go to the game. But we try to acclimate some of these guys as fast as possible. And it's understood here that there cannot be a drop-off. Like, we're going to need you. And the coaches will set it up to where we spread the load, man. We, some guys are going to have to pick up the slack in other areas. We know this very well. We know all about this. So we'll be ready for this.
Can you guys play as much man coverage? Does the defense have to shift at all when you're missing both those guys?
We're going to do it all. We're going to do it all.
I'd love to know about Giovanni Manu. What'd you think of his performance, and you know, what's it look like moving forward with Taylor Decker?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, you know, what I had said really after the game and then yesterday as well was just that it was up and down. You know, I thought there was some growth there. I thought he did some good things in the run game. I thought he showed some power. There was some get off. There was movement. I thought he showed some strong hands and anchor in some of the play-action pass game. Then there were some plays that weren't good, and he's going to learn from them. He's going to grow. It's his first start, and you know, unfortunately, that's sometimes the best way to grow is, you know, when those things happen to you in a game where you give up a significant play or something happens. Because it really, you know, that one singes in your brain. Then it's about the technique, those things, my timing, and I got to learn from it.
Just a follow-up, because one of the things that I've always appreciated, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to get beat. It's the NFL. How did you see him respond? Like, what was the next play or the next series for him?
Yeah, I did think he responded. I thought he responded. I didn't think he went in the tank. And look, all his teammates are helping him out there. I mean, Hell Decker's on the sideline, you know, letting him know, hey, you need to, you know, think about this. This is how you ought to handle this. So, man, everybody, you know, is wanting to help that guy. And we do that with all our players, man. If you're going in and you're expected to help us, man, the rest of our guys, they're good teammates, man. They're going to do whatever they got to do to help you. You know, try to lessen the burden on you if possible.
You guys made the decision with Taylor Decker not playing early in the week. Are you guys open to him playing this week? Have you made a decision yet?
Yeah, I don't know. And I didn't make that decision early in the week.
Oh, I thought I had read that it was like Tuesday you had decided. Maybe I got the wrong quote then.
So that's when I said that?
I thought I saw one of the beat writers say that you guys had made the decision on Tuesday of last week. If that's wrong, that's wrong. When do you make that decision this week?
Man, you take it every day and see where we're at. I mean, I know the next thing on Taylor is let's see where he's at Wednesday.
The defensive front for you guys has been able to apply a lot of pressure. And some of those were taken away from penalties, some of it self-inflicted. But, you know, we talked a lot about the edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson. How satisfied are you, and is there more for you guys to be able to get, especially with the prospects of Aleem McNeil coming back sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to know that we're going to get Mac back here at some point, whether it's this week, whether it's next week or the week after. You know, we're just going to take this and see how much he can go and where he's at and how much growth has taken place, get him in shape, all of that. But, you know, I really feel like Hutch is just getting better every week, playing at a high level. And those guys around him are playing at a high level, man. You talk about, man, I just feel like we're violent, we're disruptive. Man, those guys play the run. Muhammad, you know, has been playing a little bit in the middle. Some of these longer yardage, we get him out there, and he's really playing like our defensive tackle. So if teams want to run it against us, you know, because they feel like we're light in there, which I get that. We get that. We know that's probably coming. He's got to be able to hold up in there and battle. But that's not the norm. The norm is most teams want to throw it. So, man, he's doing a heck of a job. He did a heck of a job in that game, you know. Reader, man, I thought played his tail off, can get an edge. You know, Lacey's been helping us out on the perimeter. Ty Lee got another bat down. So those guys are high level, and Hutch really leads that group. And then here we are talking about Mac. You know, Mac's not even back yet, but he's coming. So it's pretty exciting times, really, for our defense and our front.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. David Montgomery had a hell of a game last week, and it looked like that was intentional to get him really going. You have so many mouths to feed in this offense. How much of it is what you game plan during the week, and how much of it is taking what happens in game and playing what the defense gives you?
Well, you got your vision for how you want the game to go and what you think is going to work when you get into it. But you also know, like always, I mean, we get different looks than most teams. We get a lot of unscouted looks. Or things that teams have not shown to this point. And so then you just got to be ready to adjust and adapt, which we had to do this in this game as well. But we wanted to get them all involved. But we did want to get David going, you know, more than we were able to the week before. And I mentioned this, we wanted to get him going the week before. It just, that's the way it went. It was that type of game. And, you know, you go three and out and you can't sustain drives, then it's tough. You know, it's tough to spread the ball around, but we wanted to do that, and we did. We got him going. Really, second half, we started to bust it open a little bit, and I thought he started to break some runs, but it was good for him to, you know, get that passing touchdown in the first half, and then he made a heck of a run in the second half. But it was good, man. We got playmakers here. You know, they all know they can help. They're all very explosive players, and we're glad we got them. That's for sure.
You talk about this team getting better every single week. What type of jump, or where do you want to see improvement this week against the Chiefs?
Well, I think, you know, there's a couple of these things where Yeah, man. We found a way to win that game. We controlled it for really most of the game. You felt like we had that in our grasp. But there were things about it that we have to finish sooner. We can finish better. We shouldn't let it get to a certain point on some things. And those are self-induced. So these things that popped up that caused us not to be able to be in that position were self-induced issues. So we've got to cut those out, man. That's the next step, and we are improving. And I'm just talking about simple things. I think from a coaching staff perspective, too, I think we can calm a couple of things down, and we'll be that much more efficient, you know. So between us as coaches, the players, we just clean a couple of things up, and it's going to go a long way. But we continue to get better. We continue to find new ways to win. And this is going to be a tough game, you know, on the road at Arrowhead against really a winner. You know, that was a tough game last time, but they had a chance. And it came down to the wire. So we know what we're walking into. We're looking forward to it, too, man. We love Arrowhead. I mean, it's a great place. It's a great opponent. It's a winner. Got a ton of respect for this team and this coach. So looking forward to it.
Coaches coach and players play. And you and I have had that opportunity to play in environments like Arrowhead and others like it, and there's a certain juice that you get from it. Now that you're on the sidelines, you can't put the helmet on and go in there, how do you perceive an environment like this, and what does it do for you now that you're coaching, calling plays, and managing the entire thing?
Well, you got to make sure your head's on straight and calm the hell down. That's what you have to do, because it is exciting. And you remember Arrowhead. Arrowhead's always been one of those great places to play. It's like, you know, it's a top five or top three, if not the best. It's just, you know, it's unique. The fans, the stadium itself, all of it. And then knowing you're going against the top tier opponent, you know, it's the perfect recipe. So it gets exciting, but listen, man, that's the players. They're the ones out there on the field, and they gotta get themselves going, but then they gotta keep their heads about them. So this is gonna be great. We're looking forward to it.
He's Dan Campbell, Lions head coach. Dan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh, okay. Have a good one.
It's 97.1.
Every law firm talks about experience. David Feminino has decades of it, going up against insurance companies and winning for his clients. But here's what makes him different. He knows the only experience that really matters is yours. When you're in a car accident, you care about your well-being. You want someone to listen to you and someone who's going to work hard for you. Someone that will get you paid, and David gets that. Your experience matters, and when he fights for you, not for his resume. If you've been injured, call 855-65-CRASH, or you can visit them at getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Got a big-time pitching matchup today. Logan Gilbert, Jack Flaherty. The pitching matchup brought to you by Old National Bank. Tigers and Mariners, Game 3 of the ALDS. We've been talking to people all show about it. We will get back into that conversation. Confident, concerned, where are you at as we have a playoff game? Assuming this rain comes and goes. They'll play at some point today.
They certainly will.
Hoping 408, get this rain out of the way.
Yeah, get the game underway and put some of that. There's always more anxiety before that first pitch, and then it's always kind of at least how I view it, is, all right, here we go. Like all of those things that are going on in your mind that we all have no control over, that it seems to be when that first pitch happens, it's a deep breath, and now we get a chance to see how the game's going to play.
Thoughts on what Dan Campbell had to say? He's pumped for Arrowhead.
He is. I was trying to egg him on just a little bit there.
I know, I like that.
Because it's got to be really hard for a lot of those coaches that are former players, and it's across the league, right? When you're going into an environment like that, playing against a team like Kansas City, you know, they've got a number of Super Bowls in the last 5-6 years, and that environment really is second to none. It's one of the greatest environments I have ever played a game in. And I know a couple of years ago when they started the season off against Kansas City in Kansas City, there were a ton of Lions fans that were there. Yeah. They got a chance to experience that. But in terms of, you know, what really matters about the game, it is that next man up mentality. But there's a lot of questions swirling around how effective this secondary is going to be. And I am hopeful that Aleem McNeil, I know he said it's, you know, we'll see how it goes by the end of the week. I'm hopeful that he can play this week because you're going to need extra pressure up front.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as soon as he hits the ground, I mean, he is going to be ready to roll. He'll be motivated. He wants to make a statement. He wants to be back on the field. He wants to make a play. And I can't wait to see him out there. I'd love to see it in Arrowhead against a quarterback that you're going to have to apply pressure to.
Not a doctor. Haven't treated Aleem McNeil. I would probably expect him to miss this game.
Sure.
You have a 21-day window. Typically, you know, you want to get him ramped up in time to be his best version of himself.
There's timing involved in everything, and every decision they make is very calculated. It's not a surprise that his 21-day window will expire during the bye week.
Correct. And if there was a high chance he could have played this week, they may have started the window even earlier.
Correct.
So maybe they can squeeze it in before the bye with...
I don't know if they could have started his window earlier because he was on IR and you had to be out the first four games.
Right. It's a good note.
So
maybe we get a Monday night, if not this week. It'd be the final game before the bye.
Yeah, see how his body, you know, handles.
Yep,
get him out there, get him a handful of reps, and then you get that extra time. Let's see how that knee handles the game situation.
Texter says, every time I hear Dan Campbell speak, it reminds me how great of a head coach he is. Sometimes it's hard to believe the Lions finally have a top five, if not the best, coach in the NFL. Well,
as soon as he wins a Super Bowl, we'll be ready to say he might be the best.
By the way, the question I asked him, Justin Rogers had the report that Manu learned he was starting Tuesday of last week. Okay. So if Dan didn't publicly announce it, that's where the confusion came from.
Well, I don't know that he can actually say, well, I told Manu, because then you would have to put, would you put Decker as out?
And they didn't rule him out until the final window. But the truth is somewhere in the middle, right? Like, if they were concerned about Decker playing, they go to Manu and say, buddy, be ready to go. And they made that determination early enough in the week so Manu could have an expectation of you're playing.
Sure, an expectation. But I'll even go back. Like, it's been a long time since Taylor Decker has practiced. And I say a long time. We're only 5 weeks into the season. But I don't think Decker was practicing much after week one, after that Green Bay game. So Giovanni Manu has been able to get all of those reps with the ones, ramping himself up to finally, and whether it was Tuesday, Wednesday, well, Thursday,
Manu
doesn't
says
matter.
It was Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I don't think he announced himself as the starter. I think a member of the coaching staff told him Decker's not playing, you're starting.
Yeah.
And so again, it's a communication. That's why it was kind of an awkward question. But it sounds like Manu, the player, was told by the team, I'm playing as of Tuesday of last week, which is why I asked Dan on Tuesday of this week what the plan was, and the answer was, we'll see how Decker looks on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think moving forward, it's going to be more, especially now that he's had that 1 week, you know, quote-unquote, off, see how his body is responding, because today is going to be different than yesterday. And there may be, you know, in the rehab process, there may be setbacks. You never know.
All right, let's get to Heather's news.
Well, a local reporter who went viral back in 2021, you might remember for doing a live skateboarding shot during his news report, is leaving Detroit. Mm. Victor Williams, who is or was a reporter on Channel 4, has announced that after 6 years, his journey in the Motor City is coming to an end. He is heading back home to Atlanta to be closer to his dad. He did note that he's going to be starting on WANF as a weekend anchor and a reporter there. He did make a nice post on social media kind of saying farewell to the station, to the community, and also the Detroit skateboarding community, because he is a skateboarder. And his live shot, I rewatched that.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing. You know, it wasn't like it was live. He had to make sure he felt confident to skateboard and report the story at the same time. So he said goodbye to the Detroit skateboarding community as well. A former nurse at Detroit Sinai Grace Hospital, who is accused of sexually assaulting two women, has been charged in another case. Mm. This man was arraigned on Friday, was charged with third-degree criminal sexual conduct, faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted. So authorities allege that this man sexually assaulted a 31-year-old woman on August 12th while she was a patient and he was a nurse. Last month, he was also charged for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman at that same hospital, and he was charged as well with sexually assaulting a woman at a Detroit park in a porta potty back in May. Mm. The hospital is also being sued by one of these women, alleging that it failed to protect her from being assaulted while a patient there. She is seeking $100 million in damages. Police are asking the public to help them identify a woman who was found lying on the side of a highway in Detroit. So this woman, they say, is in her 30s, had injuries associated with sliding along the side of the pavement. She had an abrasion on her hip, road rash, but several witnesses who stopped to help her say they didn't see what happened. So police say this woman was lying face down on the shoulder when they arrived, but she was conscious, semi-coherent. As the police continue to investigate, obviously this woman is receiving medical treatment, but they're asking anybody who may have any information about what happened to her or who she is to give them a call immediately. The Tigers, they're back in the ALDS, and playoff baseball is back at Comerica Park for the second straight season. And to celebrate, the team is hosting block parties and is offering some special food when you get down to the ballpark. So if you're going to head to the game, whether it be today or tomorrow, there is a free block party that you can attend. It's going to have food, drinks, DJs, they say inflatables. There's going to be a custom trading card photo booth and more going on. So definitely you want to make sure you do that. You can get to the park 2 hours before first pitch. Make sure you get your rally towel. Make sure you wear orange when you head to the ballpark. And then you can also get your hands on some specialty food items as well. Now, I listed a couple of them earlier, but I'm going to tell you about these drinks now that they have. One is called the Tipsy Pumpkin. It's bourbon spiced pumpkin syrup with maple and vanilla, and it's served in a pumpkin.
A real pumpkin or a plastic pumpkin? I got to imagine a plastic pumpkin.
Guessing plastic, but it'd be cooler if it was real. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Yeah. But either way, pretty cool. And then there is a frozen fastball. It's whiskey, spiced apple cider, lemon juice, and with cinnamon, there's like a cinnamon sugar rim. Then it has a cinnamon stick as the stirrer.
That sounds awesome.
And that's served in a baseball-shaped cup.
Okay. Oh.
Cool.
So that's cool too.
So not a real baseball.
No, John.
Not a real baseball. So the stuff they're doing before the game, two hours before the game.
Yeah.
What's the plan if it's raining? Like, how much of this is outdoors?
Party on.
Okay.
Come rain or shine, bring a poncho.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, and if it's delayed, you get the party longer.
I don't actually know. I don't have the. Yeah. It doesn't have anything about the rain.
Look, they announced it yesterday, and there's no way to. I mean. There's no way to know how long the rain's going to last today. The thought is it's going to be gone by first pitch. You just don't know.
Don't you have an umbrella?
Yes, I have an umbrella, Tom.
Do you use it? Like,
I have used it.
Yeah. John, do you use umbrellas?
No.
He's too manly for that.
I knew you didn't. That's why I brought it up. I just knew you didn't use an umbrella.
He's so manly, the water doesn't get him wet. He doesn't need an umbrella.
That's right. Do you put those things on your shoes to keep them from getting wet? The old man things?
Galoshes? Is that what galoshes? You really put me on the spot trying to come up with that word.
Galoshes.
Go sit on your Davenport and watch the game
today.
There
you go. Attaboy. That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, concerned, confident. Tigers playing today. It's 97-1.
Hey, a couple of years ago, needed a new roof on the house, so I called Mike Beattie and his team at Rapid Roofing. They did a tremendous job, and we are talking about rain. Snow is on the way as well. Make sure you're protected before winter gets here because you're running out of time. And if it's not a roof that you need, maybe it's siding, windows, gutter installation. They do all of that. You just want to improve the curb appeal of your home. You got to give Rapid Roofing a call. You can reach them on the phone at 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF. Or you can find more information on the web at rapidroofing.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off.
In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch is going to join us at 9:02. Talk to him ahead of the Tigers game 3 matchup with the Seattle Mariners. Good morning. Hoping to get this rain out of the way. We got playoff baseball back in Detroit, and we want to know, they did the thing, they did their job, they split over the weekend. Are you confident going into tonight, or are you concerned going into this game? 248-539-9797. And John, I know you are neither confident nor concerned, so we've given people the choice to make up their own word to describe how this game has you feeling. But I'm not afraid to say I'm concerned.
Right. Well, so again, I did mention, I don't know how you could be a Tigers fan and not concerned about the fact that you can't hit. Like, 3 hits, not going to get it done. And but then you also look and you say, okay, well, we won a game 3-2 and we lost 1-3-2. It's not like, you know, the Mariners are lighting it on fire.
Which bats do you trust to wake up more? We're one swing
the
of
the one
bat.
Where we won 3-2.
Okay, buddy, you know what I'm asking.
Yes, no, I know.
I think you trust Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez, and you trust their bats more than our bats. Now, there are things that go in the Tigers' favor, and again, this is not doom and gloom radio. I know it's kind of a gloomy day out, but you have concerns. You should have concerns. If you've been invested in watching this baseball team, you have concerns, and they start at the plate. They start with strikeouts, 59 Ks in 5 games. The team has little to no power. 3 extra base hits in this series to go with 26 strikeouts over the weekend. You don't trust these bats. So it's going to have to be gross and tense, and it's going to have to be a game where AJ pulls a string and gets a matchup and manufactures something. And I don't rule that out. I think the Tigers have the edge at manager. I think the Tigers are fortunate in that Seattle is a right-handed heavy pitching staff. So the Tigers can keep a lot of their best bats in the lineup, right? If they throw the one lefty they've got, AJ doesn't have to blink like he didn't in game 2. He can keep those guys in. It does set up strategically for the Tigers. As they shift to the series back in Detroit, Seattle's going to be without Brian Wu, and I think you start to feel that when you get to games 3 and 4, because it's going to bump somebody else up who's not their best pitcher. And Josh Naylor might not be playing today. I haven't seen official confirmation, but everybody's heard the story. Like, his wife is very pregnant, could have the baby any second. And he has said he will not be anywhere but with his wife when they have the baby. So they could be without one of not only their best pitchers, but one of their best hitters coming into the homestand here. So there are reasons to believe the Tigers can win, but I'm deeply concerned because I've watched them play all these baseball games and every single one is nail-biting edge of your seat. Of course you're concerned that it could go south, that Cal Raleigh could smoke a 2-run homer and put them instantly in a position where they're trailing, that Jack Flaherty could have one of the bad Jack starts because he's been very up and down this year.
Yeah,
I have more concerns than I do confidence as the Tigers come home.
I get that. And it doesn't make you a bad fan if you think you're going into it going, well, I don't really know how they could win this versus, you know, manufacturing ways in your imagination that they can win this because it's baseball. And you can't just sit there and always say, well, it's baseball and anything can happen. It's reality that at some point their flaws are going to be too many flaws to overcome. Does that happen in the ALDS? Or does it happen in the ALCS? Or does it happen in the World Series? If you ask me, are you confident that this is a team that will win the World Series? Hell no.
No.
And so but they're in a situation right now because they earned a win in Seattle and they have home field advantage. They're going to play 2 games at home. It hasn't been a great advantage for them for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But you only got to win today's game. Can't worry about tomorrow's. Can't worry about a trip back to Seattle. Man, it's a Scooble start. Scooble hasn't won against Seattle this year. So you just got to take care of today.
So they're going to send Gilbert to the mound. He's a good pitcher. They got good pitching, starting pitching and bullpen. We saw moments in game 1 and game 2 where their manager, Dave Wilson, played it differently. He changed what he did in game one to game two, and it all centers around the Kerry Carpenter at bat.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the second at bat of the game for Kerry Carpenter. Right around the time where the starter has got to make a decision, am I keeping him in or not? That second, even third time through the order. Do you pull your starter as they did in game two, or do you leave your starter in and watch Kerry Carpenter tee off? That's going to be an interesting story to watch with Gilbert today. Like, if Carpenter's presence chases their starter earlier, like it did in game two, that's a good thing. If the starter has to face Kerry Carpenter a third time through the order, also a good thing. Like, to me, that's one of the key moments in today's game and really all the games with Seattle is Kerry Carpenter's third time through.
Well, and it comes down to one of the advantages that you believe the Tigers have. I believe it as well, that they have the better manager. The guy that can pull the strings at the right time or force the other manager to pull strings early.
248-539-9797. Hear from some of the Tiger fans. We got open lines. Texter says, going to the game today, I'm extremely nervous. Logan Gilbert is an ace. Hopefully the crowd gets on him from the first pitch and Flaherty can feed off the crowd, go six scoreless with nine strikeouts.
Well, that'd be nice.
I think I saw a quote from Flaherty that he is like pumped to be pitching in front of this crowd today.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Who wouldn't be? Like, that's a mentality that I would not understand if they were handing you the ball. And pick any pitcher that might start. As soon as you get that, you know, hey, you're going in game three, you're going to be pumped because it is at home. Because you're going to be pumped either way. But you get a chance to go out there and win a game for your team.
He says, Detroit shows up, you'll hear about it. You hear about it. So it's something I'm looking forward to. I'll feed off that energy. Mm-hmm. And I think it's notable, and I do want to hear AJ's response, why they flipped Flaherty and Mize. Because Mize was the game two guy.
Yeah.
Flaherty was game three in the last series. They're going out of order. I'm sure there's a baseball reason. But AJ will tell us why Flaherty's pitching game three and Mize is pitching game four. Tech says, all the other divisional series are in danger of sweeps. The Tigers are actually in a pretty good spot. This is the best series. Eat 'em up, Tigers, signed Scott. Yeah, how about the Phillies down 0-2?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's...
coming off a bye. They're playing the Dodgers, though.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Dodgers lineup. And
they flipped that switch the second the playoffs started, man. That offense.
Well, the first at-bat, Shohei Ohtani goes yard.
Right. It's just like, flip. Yep. Hey, who do you got your eye on today in the lineup? Who needs to step up?
For the Tigers?
I got my guy, and I think you guys are going to actually agree with me, so it'll be boring.
Is it your guy?
No. If I was Seattle, I'd actually tinker with pitching around Carpenter a little bit. That's a strategy I would employ. Yeah, I wouldn't give him something to hit out of the park.
Yeah.
Dylan Dingler.
Yep. That's going to tell you right away.
So he's 1 of 18 in the playoffs. That's awful. He has 4 walks. That one hit triggered the rally.
Yeah.
The offense goes as Dingler goes. He was a difference maker with his bat when the Tigers were good.
Mm-hmm. That's why AJ has him in the bottom of the lineup.
Right, exactly. Ever since you suggested he move him up.
Yeah, exactly.
From that moment on.
Just ask the question.
So, Dingler's a good one. I'm not going to downplay that he has to have a big day. How about Gleyber Torres? How about a guy who's been in these moments before, who's played in the ALCS and the World Series, and a guy who's batting 190 in the playoffs? He's likely the leadoff hitter for the third game in a row. How about we see a little more discipline and quality at bat and tone setting from the veteran in the number one spot?
Well, when you put the two together, they were crucial pieces to this team getting 25 games above 500.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Torres, the team sunk as Torres sunk.
It's a great point. Like, as much as that was their impact move in the offseason and he was an all-star and he was great in the first half.
And it's on-base percentage. Get runners on base and get that one more, and all of a sudden you're not leaving all these guys stranded, maybe, or at least some of them.
Yeah, and so I would, my initial reaction would say Dylan Dingler. There's no question. I think he's got to be the guy that really can unlock some of this potential in this lineup, especially because of where he is hitting. If you can get some production at the bottom of your lineup, the other guy I would say is Spencer Torkelson. You know, you had these home runs throughout the course of the year. You've had a much better season than anyone ever projected. Now let's cross that T, let's dot that I, and have a postseason where we get something out of you. No home runs so far in the postseason.
At the same time, he was one of their stable bats in September at a time where nobody else was hitting. And he kind of got robbed of what would have been a great moment if the Tigers had won game two, because he came up with the big knock to tie things up. He actually has shown up.
Right, but he needs to continue to show up. He's got to be a constant.
Your OPS guy's got to show up. I mean, look, that's how Seattle won the game.
Yep.
Their boppers got the doubles. Doesn't always have to be the long ball.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't, but it sure would be nice, especially with somebody on base.
Well, Carpenter did it in game one.
248-539-9797. Evened it up. They're coming home. They're playing today. Whenever the rain stops, scheduled for 408. Are you confident? Are you concerned? Or maybe something else is the better word to use for how you're feeling today. Let us know. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel's getting you ready for week six kickoff with an offer you don't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets. All you got to do is win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5. And if it wins, you're going to unlock $300 in bonus bets to use anywhere in the app that you want. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel's got you covered. As I mentioned, it's week six, so let's go. What are you waiting for? All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download the FanDuel app to get started today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thought we'd get some Tiger calls here.
AJ Hinch will join us in 10 minutes. Tiger manager ahead of game three. Tigers and Mariners. Today's pitching matchup, Logan Gilbert, Jack Flaherty. It's brought to you by Old National Bank. We've been asking you guys, are you confident or are you concerned when it comes to game three? And if neither appropriately describes you, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We also have people shouting out Tigers that need to step up. Someone says, pick a number 1 through 9.
Sure.
Dingler was the vote from John and Gov. I said, how about the guy that's going to swing first? Gleyber Torres, the veteran at the top of the order. He's been hitting 190 in the postseason. Let's get to Mark. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm exhausted. Like, these guys, I remember talking to my dad before the All-Star break. It's like what it was like watching them in 84. And since the All-Star break, they've just... it's exhausting. And good heavens, I hope they win today and tomorrow, and we don't have to go back to Seattle, but I'm exhausted. That's all it is. So, and I think Riley Green's got to hit a walk-off home run.
Okay. Today. You're exhausted, but you're not checked out, right?
Oh, heck no. No, not until they're done. Hey, it ain't over till, you know, the big lady sings. So, no, I'm not checked out at all, but I'm just exhausted. And that's all. And I love you guys. God bless your show. Go Irish.
You had me till that.
I'm sorry. Hey, well, I live down here in Notre Dame country. I live in Goshen, Indiana. So
okay.
It is what it is.
Yep.
I can't help it.
We'll take a Go Tigers.
Yeah.
We'll meet there.
I was okay, you're right. Go Tigers. I was raised on the movie Rudy and Hoosiers. So, hey, Go Tigers. You guys have a good day.
You too, Mark.
You too.
He says he's exhausted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think a lot of Tigers fans are exhausted. It's every single game has been a tough watch.
Baseball season's long, arguably too long. And when you think you're going to get to kick your feet up and have a first round bye and be excited for playoffs and we're going to go further than last year, September was September.
Well,
they've had to fight and claw and scratch just to get back to where they were a year ago. And now we really find out.
Yeah, the last time you were able to kick your feet up was the first two games in New York.
Yeah.
And since then, it has been exhausting.
Isn't the stat that at game three against Cleveland was the first time they scored more than 3 runs since New York?
Sounds right.
I mean, it's hard to
three runs in an inning or
in a game.
Oh, boy.
You can fact check
that was
him.
The stat. I mean, it's hard to be hopeful when you're in that prolonged of a hitting slump. It can flip just like that.
Well, but
and we
thing.
Might all be celebrating tomorrow morning.
I sure hope we're doing a party tomorrow morning. We thought there may have been a flipping of the switch when they took down Cleveland in game three. And Dingler got the party really going. And then they had the big seventh inning, right? The problem is then they went into Seattle and struck out 26 times in two games. So in terms of like carrying the momentum over and like hitting's contagious, haven't seen it.
There's also an element here, though. It really, really does matter that they won game one and not game two in terms of our mood.
If they had lost the bullpen day, the Melton start, you throw a rookie out there, you lose because Raleigh and Rodriguez do their thing, but then Skubal nails things down.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, the mentality. Yeah.
It's 5-5. That's the scoring in this series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have scored more than three runs. They lost to Miami. They scored four, but it took 11 innings.
That was in regulation.
Yeah. Five against Cleveland, but again, in 10 innings. And then they did score five against Atlanta in the middle of those three games.
That was the one game during that whole stretch that they never, ever, ever should have lost.
Yeah. Is that the one where Torque gave him the lead on? It was a Saturday?
Yeah. I think Vest imploded.
Yeah,
I
think that's what it was, too.
Yeah.
Good times. Ticket text 2485. Look, they're still alive. As exhausting as it is, we're rooting like hell that they find a way to get it done today. And again, like their bats are not the better bats, but their bats are going to have to come up with a way. And it may be AJ, and it may be a move, and it may be getting their first-year manager to blink, okay? It may be that Flaherty has tapped into something and can string together some good starts at the end of the season here. He certainly looked good in his last postseason start. Texter says, I am neither confident or concerned. I'm excited to have playoff baseball back in Detroit and will hang on every pitch for as long as the Tigers stay alive. Tom in Flat Rock says, can the offense do me a favor and push like four runs across? If we do that, I think we can win.
I mean, yeah.
Impatient is my word. I just want the game to start and see how they're going to respond to the home crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm thinking about the impatient guy because last night I checked that weather forecast. That rain may be going 5-6 o'clock tonight. Who knows? Let's get to Nolan in Rochester. Nolan, good morning.
Morning, guys. I am fired up. Let's go. We got playoff baseball today. And at home, we haven't had an environment like this in a while since last year. But I think this is a different circumstance where, pressure is more on Seattle, I think, than the Tigers. So I'm super pumped. I don't really get the people saying that they're a little bit checked out. I get we were slumping at the end of the season, but we still got a big opportunity ahead of us. I will say one person that is super hard to watch at the plate has been Wenzel Perez. I don't even know his stats at the end of the year, but I know he started to slope downhill. So it'd be really nice to see him get going. If he gets going, I think this lineup can be a lot more dangerous. Obviously, other people taken into factor, but watching him has just been super, super tough. I don't know if he'll be in the lineup today or really obviously what AJ has planned, being a switch hitter more likely than not, but definitely Wenzel Perez.
It would be nice to see him get going. In the month of September, he was batting under 200 with the 601 OPS. And in the playoffs to this point, he's batting well under 100.
Yeah, it's been frustrating. And seeing him, like his at-bats don't even look confident or really, like he's not that he's not putting an effort, but he's not fighting pitches off. He's a lot of swing and miss. And his swing and miss look like he doesn't even know, what pitch is coming. It's hard to kind of watch. A lot of players have looked like that lately, but
yeah, I was gonna say it's kind of a take your pick, right? Like the guys who have delivered in the postseason, it's a much smaller list. So Javi is leading the team in batting average, .316. Mm-hmm. Shout out Javier. You're getting decent contributions. Riley Green is hitting .300 in the postseason. People might not realize that. And Carpenter is .278, but it's a lot of guys. As a team, they're hitting .186. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys that need to pull their weight. Let's get to another phone call. Steven Clarkston, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I am excited for the atmosphere and for the game. I'm going to be watching it. I'm not checked out. But I am concerned for the series. Just because this team, this Tiger team, needs to string together hits. And it's been well said by the commentary teams and but you can't do that when you strike out. The strikeouts, and it's not just one pitcher. It's not just, they can't hit Luis Castillo or they can't. It's every starting pitcher. It's every bullpen guy. Swing and miss third time through a lineup, second time through a lineup. It's just when you go against a team that can beat you with one swing of a bat from multiple guys, not just Cal Riley, not just Luis Rodriguez, but it can be Naylor. I know he might not be playing, but it could be Polanco, as we saw.
Yep.
It's just very hard to win a series with this type of baseball. And that's why I'm concerned. I was even concerned after the first game, just because the amount of strikeouts. And it wasn't just the series. Cleveland in September, the strikeouts are a problem. And it's not going to continue.
Yeah, the level of strikeouts without the power, because that's been the trade-off in this era of baseball, is if you're going to strike out a lot, at least you're swinging from the, you know, from the heels and you're driving the ball down the field.
Yeah.
They aren't hitting for power. And they're having all the strikeout problems. And it's not just Saturday night with a weird strike zone. It's the entirety of the postseason and, to his point, even the month of September.
Super quick because we got AJ, but you saw the Seattle, the striking out. Yeah, but Polanco hit two homers.
Yep.
One guy brings a power and it's okay to eat those strikeouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll get to the Tiger manager. More of your phone calls as well. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.